Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we go through this portion of Psalm 119. Lord, I thank you. We again encourage, Father God, that we are your idea. The world is your idea. And we find our true self when we look to our portion, our Lord, our Savior, our King. So thank you, Father God, for just stirring up our hearts and our minds to look at the right place. And so find the right life, righteousness, awake to righteousness, and sin no more. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 119 from verse 57 to 64 out of the Amplified Translation. The Lord is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I sought your favor with all my heart. Be merciful and gracious to me according to your promise. I considered my ways and turned my feet to follow and obey your testimonies. I hurried and did not delay to keep your commandments. The courts of the wicked have encircled and ensnared me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all who reverently fear you, and of those who keep and honor your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your loving kindness and goodness. Teach me your statutes.
Hallelujah.
Is a klomp van daai words in een
different words for the word of God, the message of God. Hallelujah. I like the last part here. The earth is full of your loving kindness and goodness. And you know, when we just look at that, you get so many people, they love the earth and the beauty in it and how it's put together and how these creatures are all, it all points to a creator, because they fearfully and wonderfully made, they beautifully made. And then the Bible also says we fearfully and wonderfully made. And then it says more, it says we are made in the image and likeness of God. And then it goes back to even before the creation, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love. So, you know, just as God made this world so beautiful, so unique, so precious, so fulfilling, everything's got a purpose. So he's made us, and he knows our purpose. And that's why it's foolishness. It's stupid. Sin is stupid. Going outside of the boundaries, believing demonic lies that just make us captive into wrong things and keeping us away from that beautiful destiny. You're predestined in Christ, so you come from Christ. God has you in mind when he sees his son Jesus, and he's got plans for us, just like Jesus, as my Father sent me, so I send you, Jesus says. The works that I do, you shall also do, and greater. So we are not of this world, and we don't look to the world. We look to Jesus, and in looking to Jesus, we are nourished and encouraged in every way and growing into the mission, the stature, the fullness of Christ, a true man, a true person. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all this goodness, and thank you that we can come home to our family. And we're at home in the kingdom, and we can be everything you made us to be in fellowship with you, playing a part in the restoration. Thank you. The creation is full of beauty, but I thank you. The word also says that creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed so they can come out of the frustration of the fall, of the deception. So thank you, Father God. Have your way with us. Have your way with your church. Have your way with mankind. Bring everyone to their knees, and us that has come to our knees, take us on into your great, wonderful love plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.